نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم احب البلاد الى الله مساجدها وابغض البلاد الى الله اسواقها او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی mentions in the Quran لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون You cannot achieve the level of bir, success in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the piety. You cannot achieve the piety, the level of piety that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really wants us to achieve unless and until we give away from that what we love the most. So, what does it really mean? I mean, it can mean a variety of things, but one of the aspects that we see here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to give away from something that we love, we have attachment to. So, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's a hadith, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most loved, the most beloved thing is His masajid, the mosques, places of worship. And abghadul bilad ilallahi, what is the most hated, the most despised thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aswaqwa, the markets. The shopping centers, the plazas, the places of hangouts. So there's one thing which is the place of worship versus one thing, the place of our hangout. The place where we spend time, more and in fact most of our time. Where we prefer to spend most of our time. So you see, in a human being, in every person, there are two main things that are how a body works, how a human functions. There are two things, two aspects to a human body. One that deals with the spirituality, the batin, what's inside us. And then there's a second thing, which is our physical body, our heart, our hands, our legs, and the way we function, the things we associate to, the things that we relate to, the thing that we spend more time around, the materialistic world that we live in. So the spiritual, the batin of a person is where the masajid is concerned. And the physical, the intrinsic thing that we see, our bodies, is where the places of hangout, places of the bazaar, the swag, the markets, the shopping centers, the places of hangouts. Those things are concerned about. Massages deal with our inner self, our spirituality, our ruh. So, that's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give away from the place of hangout towards the place of worship. How does a person falls in love with something? There are three things that a person gets attached to for anything. There are three main things that are associated with it. Any place, anything in the world where we spend our time, our money, and our effort. These are the three things that make us love and get attached to that certain thing. Wherever we spend our time, our money, and our effort,
That's the place, it's a natural phenomenon. That's the reason why we get close to and get so much attached to the places of hangout versus the places of massages, because we don't spend so much time, energy, our effort, and our money and our wealth for the massages as much as we do that for the materialistic world, the intrinsic world that we see. That's why we would prefer to go to a restaurant, an outing place, a shopping center for just, we don't even want to buy anything, we just go to the mall just for window shopping. We'd rather do that than spend time in a masjid. So that's place of worship versus place of hangout. We love the place of hangout, and that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give away from and spend more time, more energy, more money, more effort towards the masjid. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. But yet, we won't do it. Even though, on the day when the Yawm al-Qiyamah, when there will be no shade, you know, nafsi, every place people will be running around. سَبْعَةٌ يُزِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ سَبْعَةٌ يُزِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ. There are seven people who would be standing in the shades of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. He'll provide them the shade on that day when there will be no shade except the shade of him, except whom he provides. Only the seven people, and one of them person would be rajulun qalbuhum mu'allaqatun fil masjid. That person whose heart is mu'allaqa, you know, attached to the masjid, that is the person who will have the shade on that day of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He provided the shade on the day when there would be no other shade. So that's how powerful the stature and importance of masjid is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we just try to ignore it, just try to don't accept that fact. Even though al-masajiduhum buyut Allah, they are the houses of Allah. Wal-mu'minun zairuhum, and the mu'minun, the Muslim, the mu'mineen, we are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa haqqun al-zairi mazluri al-zairi, and it's the haqq of the host to welcome, to properly host his guests. That's what the hadith tells us. You know, we just have a normal guest coming to our house, and we make sure everything possible to, you know, welcome him as much as we can and make him feel homely. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. The masjids are his house. We should work towards spending more time, energy, more effort, give more and more of our time, even spend our wealth towards the masjid. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Man bana lillahi masjidah, where there's a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bana Allahu baytan fil jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for him in Jannah. That's a promise. Yet, how many of us do we even strive to do that? Very few of them. Kaleelun. Very few. So, my dear brothers and sisters, in this blessed month of Ramadan, now, most of the time has already passed by, although. But whatever little time we have, whatever little efforts that we can give, we should give more and more towards it. But, you know, however little time we have right now, we should try to spend more and more in the masajid and more towards the masajid. And we shouldn't be miser about our time, our effort. We spend so much time in the place of hangout. We should take out some of that time and spend towards the masjid. We should cut down a certain little amount of expenses from that place of hangout and give away towards the place of worship. Anfik yabna adam unfik alayka. That's what Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Spend on the way of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend on you. So, what better way is to just work towards at least having this feeling in our heart, even though, okay, let's say we can't do much, but at least what the least we can do is make dua. That's the least we can do. Is to work for our community, for our, not just for the Muslim brother and our ummah, for our people, for our Muslim ummah brothers, and for our community. The least we can do is make dua for all of us. Towards helping building masajids, towards helping making sure that we are having the opportunity, a place where we can all go and pray, where we can, it's a symbol of unity. Before, in the previous religions, in Christianity, in Judaism, there used to be a concept of monks. People would go and isolate themselves in caves and these places. They would isolate themselves for days, weeks, and even months at a time, just praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the highest level of prayers. So when Islam came, and one of the Sahabi, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to be a monk. That's how dedicated I am towards Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, la rahbaniyata fil Islam. In Islam, there is no rahbaniyah, there is no monkism. If you want to be a monk, what will give you the stature of a monk, a rahbaniyah? Go pray in the masjid. That's what the symbol of unity is. Waiting for the jama'ah, waiting in the line, waiting for the time that you spend, waiting for the next jama'ah to congregate. That time will give you the stature of a monk. So my brothers and sisters, we shouldn't be miser about it. And I would like to conclude with this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-sakhiyu karibum min Allah wa karibum min al-nas wa karibum min al-jannah wa ba'idum min al-nar. A sakhi person, a generous person, is nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, karibum min Allah, and he's nearer to his people, his community, and he is nearer to Jannah, and he's far away from the aag, from nar, from the jahannam. Inna al-bakhila, and a miser person, he's ba'idun min Allah, he's far away from Allah, he's far away from min nas, from the people, and he's far away from Jannah, and he's closer to nar. As-sakhir, and wal-jahil as-sakhir, wal-jahil as-sakhir, أحب إلى الله من بخيل عابد. A generous person who doesn't have knowledge, who doesn't have much education, but he is generous towards the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards his own family, towards his own community, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What better cause be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than going and helping towards a masjid? So a generous person who doesn't have much knowledge, who's a jahil, who's uneducated, who doesn't have ill, is far much better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than an abid who's bakhil. An ibadat guzar, a person, a pious person, who we say, oh, he's so much, he's on the musalla the whole time, he's praying the whole night, he's fasting the whole day, and yet he's bakhil, he's miser, he's not generous. So the generous person who's at least who doesn't have knowledge is better, far much better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a miser person, regardless of how much a qadir guzar he is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to be generous, to work towards helping or spending more and more time, effort, money, wealth towards masjid, spending more and more time in the masjid, helping towards the masjid, building masajids, and spreading the word around. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq to do that. Akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.